Welcome to this demonstration of setting up Touch ID, i.e. your fingerprint, to unlock your iPhone. In this case, it's the iPhone 5S. And in this demonstration, I'm actually going to show you how to set up your Touch ID for unlocking your iPhone. What I won't be doing is going through and doing any purchases with the Touch ID to access such things as the App Store, although you can do that as well. So let me just say that I've got my iPhone 5S turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at my iPhone home screen. So to set up Touch ID, we need to go into Settings, General, Passcode, Fingerprint. So I'm going to touch my screen down towards the bottom.
Compass.
And then I'm just going to flick through to the right to get to settings with one finger, of course, with VoiceOver to move item by item.
Settings.
Okay, one finger double tap on settings.
Settings.
Now touch towards the bottom of the screen again.
Do not disturb button.
Okay, now flick to the right with one finger again.
General button.
There's general, one finger double tap.
General, settings, back button.
And I'm going to flick through till I get to passcode fingerprint.
General, heading, about, button, software update, button, Siri, button, spotlight search, button, text size, button, accessibility, button, usage, button, background app refresh, button, passcode and fingerprint, button.
Okay, passcode and fingerprint, one finger double tap.
Enter passcode.
I'm going to put in my PIN number for my iPhone.
Passcode and fingerprint. General. Back button.
Let me do one finger flick to the right to get to fingerprint.
Passcode and fingerprint. Heading. Turn passcode off. Button. Change passcode. Button. Require passcode. Immediately. Button. Simple passcode. On. A simple passcode is a four-digit number. Heading. Fingerprints. Button.
There's fingerprints button. One finger double tap.
Fingerprints. Back. Back button.
Now, I did have previously my fingerprint in here, but I've deleted all my fingerprints. So we're going to add a new fingerprint. I do one finger flick to the right.
Fingerprints. Heading. Fingerprints. Heading. Add a fingerprint. Button.
Okay, let's add a fingerprint. So one finger double tap on add fingerprint.
Play. Fingerprints. Back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Photo of a person holding an iPhone with their left hand while touching the home button with their thumb. Image.
Okay, just an explanation of a picture.
Set up fingerprints.
Set up fingerprints.
Scan the finger or thumb you normally use on the home button.
Scan a finger or thumb that you normally use on the home button. So what's basically going to happen is that I'm going to put my finger on the home button, not press it, but just on the home button. The phone will actually vibrate to recognize it's recognized my finger, and then it'll tell me to lift my finger off, put my finger down, it'll vibrate, take my finger off again after the verbal prompt to take my finger off, and it'll keep doing that until it's got a firm recognition of my entire fingerprint. Okay, so I'll do that now. Finger down.
Lift your finger.
Okay, finger off.
Place your finger.
Finger down.
Lift your finger.
Finger off.
Place your finger.
And again, as soon as I put my finger down, I'm feeling a vibration on the phone as well.
Lift your finger. Place your finger. 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 Lift your finger, place your finger. Lift your finger, place your finger. Lift your finger, place your finger, place your finger. Touch ID is ready. Your print can be used for unlocking your iPhone.
Okay, and that's all there is really to it. You just basically keep doing what it says. So if I do a two-finger flick from the top of the screen to read the entire screen back to us.
Fingerprints. Back button. Touch ID is ready. Your print can be used for unlocking your iPhone. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Recognition is 100% complete. Image. Continue. Button.
Okay, so we've got a continue button. So one finger double tap.
Fingerprints. Back. Back button.
Now this time if I do a one finger flick through this screen, as we've got one fingerprint in there.
Fingerprints. Heading. Edit. Button.
Edit button now.
Passcode unlock. On.
Passcode unlock is on for my fingerprint.
iTunes and App Store. On.
Okay, so iTunes and App Store is on. So under one finger flick to the right, it'll tell us what that's about.
Use your fingerprint instead of your Apple ID password when buying from the iTunes and App Store. Heading.
Okay, use your fingerprint instead of your Apple ID security password when you purchase from the App Store or the iTunes Store. So flick to the right.
Fingerprints. Heading.
Fingerprints.
Finger 1. Text field.
That's finger 1.
Add a fingerprint. Button.
Add a fingerprint. And that's it. So for example,
finger 1, text field.
Finger 1, that's a currently an edit field. That just says finger 1. So I'm actually going to change that to my left index finger. If I go back to edit, so one finger flick back to the left.
Add a finger 1, fingerprint. Use your finger, iTunes, passcode, edit, button.
One finger double tap on edit.
Done, button.
And one finger flick to the right.
Passcode unlock, on, iTunes and App Store, on. Use your fingerprint instead of your app, fingerprints, heading. Delete finger 1. Switch button. Off. Finger 1. Text field.
Okay, well, finger 1 text field. One finger double tap.
Text field. Is editing. Finger 1. Delete.
1.
Delete.
Spat.
Delete.
R.
Delete.
E.
Delete. Delete.
NG.
Delete.
Delete.
Fee. Delete.
Okay, so I've deleted that finger 1, and I'm going to put in my name for my finger now. I'm just going to call it left index.
Space. Left. I. I. N. N. D, D, E, E, X, X.
Okay, touch towards the right-hand side of the on-screen keyboard, down towards the bottom.
Done.
One finger double tap on done.
Use your fingerprint instead of your Apple ID password when by...
Okay, so this time when I flick through...
Passcode unlock, iTunes and App Store, on. Use your fingerprint instead of your Apple ID password when buying from the iTunes and App Store. Heading, fingerprints, heading... Delete left index. Switch button. Off.
Okay, it says left index now rather than just finger one, which is not very descriptive, so you know what fingers you've currently have used and are going to use to set up more fingerprints if you like. So one finger flick back to the left.
Fingerprints. Use your iTunes. Passcode. Done. Button.
One finger double tap on done.
Edit. Button.
Back to the edit button, and I can actually close that now by just pressing my home button.
Settings.
And if I lock my phone with the power sleep button at the top right hand side of the phone.
Screen locked.
Press the home button once.
2:29 p.m.
Put my left index finger in this case on the home button.
Messages. To in red messages.
Okay, it's unlocked my iPhone. So I'll just do it again. Power sleep button lock.
Screen locked.
Home button.
2:30 p.m.
Hold my finger on the home button.
Messages. To in red messages.
Okay, so what I used to do before was to press the power button.
Screen locked.
Press the home button.
2:30 p.m.
Three finger flick to the right to bring up the passcode keypad.
Page 1 of 2.
And then
4, 1, 2, 7, 9. Messages. To in red messages.
Okay, that's what I used to do before and I can still do now. In fact, if you restart your phone, it will actually ask you to put your PIN number in after a restart. So if I lock it again.
Screen locked.
Press the home button.
2:31 p.m.
Finger on the home button.
Messages. To
As
in red
tell,
messages.
It's a much nicer process now to unlock your phone with your finger ID. So that concludes this demonstration of setting up your Touch ID with your iPhone 5S, and in this demo, unlocking your iPhone with your Touch ID. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the demo. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.